Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You brought this to the table, and there's an alleged moon landing that a 50th anniversary is on the way.
All right? Yeah.
And when is that, today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the time that they showed us on TV that they landed on the moon.
What are you doing?
And that was, for our parents, for that generation, that was the biggest thing ever, right?
It's either that or I feel like the JFK assassination is probably in that mix as well.
So for you, and let's keep it to sports here. What is the biggest sports moment you've ever seen? Is it personally, live, happen in front of you, maybe even on TV? What is the biggest moment you've ever seen in your life? Because, I mean, Game 6,
all right,
with that was it. That should have been the moment.
That's, all right.
Yeah, that's not mine.
So this might sound weird, and plenty of feedback, 877-881-1053 already rolling in, the white Bronco chase on the highway. All right. Like, that's the biggest, I think that might be one of the biggest stories that's ever happened in my life, behind like maybe the Challenger and 9/11. The murder case of OJ Simpson might be the third biggest, like, national story or international story that has happened in my lifetime, because It took over everything, and it reached into every sector. You know, like, O.J. Simpson was a really well-known athlete, so obviously everybody in the sports community was interested in it. It included a double homicide, so obviously the crime community was in on it. And then it also included somebody who had transitioned into becoming an actor for like 10 years or something. So the entertainment community was in on it as well, and he was super famous. So, like, it incorporated, don't forget, that's a thing. So, don't forget, it incorporated every single thing, and it took over everywhere. And I distinctly remember they cut into the NBA Finals to show this car driving down the highway. That's how transformative this was. And I think it was the NBA Finals, including the New York Knicks. So it wasn't like just some spare NBA, I mean, it was, but it had the biggest market team you could feature, and they're like, you know what, we're not going to totally take the game away, but we're going to put it up here in the corner so you can really see this car driving down the street. That's how big that thing was. And I understand, like, y'all might have more personal moments, or like they mean more to the Metroplex, and I totally get that.
Right.
But just in terms of the biggest sports moment I can recall, it's that moment, because it felt like the entire world stopped.
You know, I remember that moment. If you were alive at that moment and able to, you know, understand what was going on with the television that you were watching, then you probably remember that moment. I do remember walking by as they were showing that clip that you were talking about of the Bronco doing the things. And I just remember walking by and goes, is OJ in that?
Right.
And then I thought, well, he obviously didn't do it. He's driving too slow. That was my thought.
Yeah.
He's not running from anybody. He's driving too slow. If I'd have done that, I'd been gone. Like, pedal to the metal, let's go. So, but my brain, if you were to ask me what was the moment that I sat down and that was like the moon landing for me, was Dallas defeating the Buffalo Bills 52-17.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Super Bowl 27.
That was huge. I'd never experienced anything like any kind of success with my sporting team like that.
And it was one of the things where I was super nervous. I mean, it's a Super Bowl, and what if they lose, and blah, blah, blah.
When did you start thinking about that part? Because I have to admit, I remember the lead up very vividly, and I was just so hyped that they had made it to the last game. And we talked about it before. It's like, I was going to be super bummed if they lost in the NFC Championship game because there's still more football, but no more Cowboys. And I figured win or lose, well, there's no more football, so maybe it'll be okay. But when the game actually started, and I think they fell behind for half a second, I was like, oh my God, what if they lose? So when did that realization come to you how much that would be the worst?
You have to realize that I remember watching the last part of the Tom Landry era on TV. So I remember the Cowboys not being good before they ended up just being the best. And so I didn't want anything to derail it. So it was all the buildup. It was everybody running around with microphones and talking to everybody. And you seeing the video of the buildup to the Super Bowl, and it involved your team. And I thought, because the Bills, they were a good team. There's Kelly, there's Thurman Thomas, there's Andre Reed, there's Bruce over there. They've got a team that's full of stars, just like the Cowboys.
And they should have won. They should have won one already.
At least one. Yeah.
They were that kind of a team where they were. It was their turn, right? It was their turn to finally say, "Okay, we've gotten over the hump." But the NFC was just too good.
And just watching it, and then realizing when the score just started to get lopsided, that, oh my dear God, I have nothing to worry about. The rest of this is all just, Dr. Pepper and chips, because that's what I'm worried about now. Is there enough chips and enough Dr. Pepper in this room? That was the greatest feeling, to realize that I'm just worried about snacks.
And there were so many snacks.
Oh yes,
that's when you know your game is in the bag.
We had we had queso and Tostitos. I remember distinctly sitting there and eating a styrofoam bowl.
Why would you eat a styrofoam bowl, dude?
Full
that's not food.
Of queso and Tostitos.
Well, you have to
eat the bowl, Reggie.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you have to get through the styrofoam to get to the cheesy goodness. He was working his way through.
Yeah, my mom brought the bowl in there, and I was like, oh my God, is that ready? And she was like, yes. And I was like, all right. I hopped up, and I was like, this is great. So yeah, I can remember that day so well too. My dad went and ate a pickle. Because the Cowboys weren't up immediately. And he was like, all right, I guess I have to do this now. But I guess that for me was whenever they beat the Niners. That moment of beating the Niners for me, I know the Super Bowl was huge.
Right.
But beating the Niners, because I'd always looked at the San Francisco 49ers as an unstoppable force because of what Joe Montana and Jerry Rice had built.
Yep.
So I just assumed that because of growing up and seeing that team always being successful, I just assumed that they would always be good and they were going to be the problem for us. And they were going to be the thing, but the Cowboys were able to overcome them in that game, and it was phenomenal.
I think that's also what added to my enjoyment of the Super Bowl. And
you
how
you got to knock them off on the way?
No, because of how close that game felt in Candlestick Park.
Yes.
How close that game felt, where you legitimately thought that it's not our day today. A few moments in that game, working its way towards the end, you're like, I don't know if it's going to happen. And then you get to just basically an icing game after falling behind early, and then all of a sudden it's over with.
I want to hit some of this feedback because we have a crazy amount of responses here. And if you want to get in on it, 877-881-1053. From the 469, Ali being beat down by Larry Holmes. Sad fight. Yeah. From the 254, Texas versus USC. Man,
yes, sir.
I hated USC. God, that was that felt like a college game that the world stopped down for, because you had a hard time imagining how either one of those teams were going to lose. They were both so good. They were undefeated. They had future pros or who you thought were going to be unbelievable NFL studs across the board. I remember being ultra invested in that game. And then it added that the game was just phenomenal.
It took a big moment by Vince Young.
Absolutely.
The only thing on that team.
From the 469, the firing of Tom Landry. Oh, yeah. I was a little too young to, appreciate what a big deal that was. I remember everyone talking about it, but I didn't really understand, why it was so important.
All right, real quick then, kind of in that vein, the Magic Johnson announcement.
That he had AIDS or HIV positive? Dude, that was crazy.
I was in elementary school, and I didn't, you know, I didn't understand what that was. I didn't have a clue what, you know, what it was, how it would affect him. Is he going to be able to play?
Yeah.
Why can't he play? Well, I mean, hold on. Explain that to me. So when that thing came down, I was listening to it on the radio, man.
That I almost forgot about that. That was a big one. I can't believe I almost forgot about this one from the 817, because this dominated my life as well. The Maguire Sosa.
Oh, he
said
so much
Bonds,
fun.
But nobody cared about that. Chasing the home run record. That was epic. Yeah, the baseball season of 98 and then the summer and fall of 98, every single day. Like, if you didn't, especially if there was day baseball.
Yeah.
It almost felt like SportsCenter was imperative at that time. Because, you know, the internet is like, it's there, but it's still kind of making its way in the world. And not everyone went there for immediate feedback for everything. And so you'd have to get to SportsCenter if there was day baseball, especially with so much with the Cubs. And you're like, hold on. Did somebody hit a home run? What happened?
Where's he at now?
Yes. Where's he at compared to where Maris was? Like, it was crazy. And I remember, like, Maguire hit the weakest home run ever for 62.
It barely got over.
Yeah. But everybody lost their mind because you'd been waiting for 40 years to see this, and it was incredible. From the 817, Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura. From the 254, I was 29 years old. I was at the game in 2011 when the Rangers won the pennant, and I saw a couple of different people talking about that. I would even say most memorable Rangers moment. Because we're talking about within light of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, like how old are you? What's the biggest sports moment of your life? The strikeout of A-Rod by Neftali Feliz, clearly the apex of this franchise. And that was an amazing moment that I remember. I was covering a high school football game.
I was too.
And like everyone was trying to watch it or listen or find out what was happening. And like we all lost track of the stats for just a minute because we were all like cheering and high-fiving when the strikeout happened.
My game had just finished. It was Lake Highlands
timing.
And Jesuit, I think. And the game had just finished. And I was finishing up the story, but Keith Whitmire, was sitting there writing finishing up his story.
Morning news at the time, yeah.
And we were watching it on his computer, on his laptop. And so that's how we were keeping track of the game. And I didn't want to leave the stadium until that game was over.
Weird story about how I messed up somebody's night for that is
when you dumped a soda on a kid.
That was a different thing. That totally happened.
What?
Oh man,
I'll say that story. It was
story.
Hilarious. That stupid kid is. So we back at the newspaper offices, we'd have all these football stories coming in. And sometimes I needed help proofreading some of them so we could get things on the page. And one of our sports writers came in and he was like, hey, don't tell me what happened in the Rangers game. I'm recording it and I don't want to know. And one of the stories that he ended up proofreading, it started with, on the night when the Rangers clinched their first ever trip to the World Series.
Oh, no.
And he goes, son of a bitch. And I was like, what happened? And he goes, it says what happened in the Rangers game in the lead. I was like, oh, dang, sorry, man. I mean, I didn't sabotage him on purpose. There were just so many stories.
Mm-hmm.
From the 469, from Butch, Dale Earnhardt winning the Daytona 500. Man, it's interesting that you said that because I would have said when Dale Earnhardt died. You know, like that, I mean, as big as the 500 was, because I know he'd been working at that, like, to get to that forever.
Right.
When he died, I felt like that was a thing that, again, grabbed, like, the rest of the non-NASCAR world. Like, the NASCAR world, obviously, they cared about him winning the 500, and maybe the sports world as a whole did. But then when he died, it felt so much bigger.
His name was the name everybody knew.
Yes.
If you didn't know NASCAR, you knew his name, because
Absolutely.
He was NASCAR.
Absolutely. From the 210, yeah, O.J. Simpson chase. From the 405, the Fiesta Bowl of OU against Boise State. And this is a great one.
That one hurt.
From the 469, that Cubs fan that tried to catch the ball.
Do the Bartman.
Steve Bartman. Yeah, and then this was another one that definitely took over my world for a while. From the 469, biggest sports moment they've seen in their life. As much as I hate to bring it up, Chris Benoit's disgusting acts were pretty jarring. Yeah, he murdered his wife and his little kid because he thought his kid might have mental retardation. And after murdering his mom, did not want him existing in the world like that. So he murdered him as well. That was shocking. And again, that had a lot of the elements that the OJ thing did, in that it had a sports component, it had a celebrity component, it had a murder component, and it became so much bigger than sports. That's a good one, and that one's really sad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.